Blog Talk Radio.
Well, the Thermal Imaging Conference of 2019 is just around the corner. If you perform thermal imaging or want to, attend this conference. Speakers are world-class experts in thermal cameras and the use of thermal cameras. If you need to know what infrared thermography can do and, importantly, what it can't do, then you might consider attending this conference. We'll present the truth about infrared cameras and how to use them successfully. The Thermal Imaging Conference will be held at the Hilton Irvine Orange County Airport, conveniently located adjacent to John Wayne International Airport in Irvine, California, from October 3rd through the 6th, 2019. The Hilton Irvine Orange County Airport Hotel is offering attendees an incredible $109 room rate, which includes breakfast. Reservations must be made before September 20th, 2019. Attendees may make their reservations by calling the reservations line at 949-833-9999. Well, it's the Thermal Imaging Conference of 2019 that's coming up. It's an educational program for people involved in the thermal imaging industry. It starts on October 3rd, essentially with an exhibitor set up in the afternoon, sort of a soft opening. And then on the evening of October 3rd, a welcome aboard party on the Newport Harbor Yacht Destiny. It'll be a cruise around the harbor for 2 hours to get to know the people who are there on the night before the show officially opens. On Friday, October 4th, the exhibits open at 7 a.m. and they're available to attendees from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mal West of Brisbane, Australia is the MC, and he'll be there on hand to meet and greet the people at an early arrival for breakfast and to view the exhibits. The opening keynote essentially is at 8 a.m. on Friday, October the 4th. It's featuring a large building testing sponsored and presented by Retrotech, one of the sponsors of the conference, and we'll be talking about the sponsors in a couple of minutes. We'll be talking about a number of the activities of the Thermal Imaging Conference, but I'm pleased to say I'm joined by Peter Hopkins. So, Peter, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing well, Ken. Things are good. I'm actually I'm on the road driving in Montana. I just finished an infrared survey out here in Montana actually just now, and so just in time to be on the blog with you.
Well, it shows the flexibility of this. You're on the road in Montana, and I'm in Daytona Beach. And we're talking about a conference that's coming up in Irvine, California, in just 2 weeks. So I thought it was appropriate that we would get this ball rolling because it does give an opportunity for people to hear what's going on and to recognize that in the industry, while there's a number of activities and events that are for thermographers, this is a special one with a lot of educational programs, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the opportunities are endless with thermography. I mean, obviously, I'm from Southern California, but I have a large company that brings me out to Montana to do surveys. And a lot of people would ask, isn't there people who do this here? Well, you know what? There's not enough in this world, and it's enough that this company's willing to pay a lot of money for me to come out. So, you know, this is, I happen to be looking at an industrial plant out here, but the applications are endless with thermography. If it has a temperature, it can be seen with an IR camera. And with the simple principle, everything overheats before it fails. You know, there's a lot of ops. So, you know, we can go through a little bit of the schedule to talk about some of the different things that are going on. We have a special track this year on NDT. Non-destructive testing is really everything, a lot of what we do, but some of it is product related. You know, many people may remember, I just happened to be driving a Jeep Cherokee, but I know there was some tires with like a Ford Explorer or Ford back in the day where they had rollovers, and thermography was used to help identify the problems with the tires. And, you know, and so in fact, one of the experts will be at our conference teaching in our NDT track that was used as an expert witness on those cases with Ford Motor Company. So anyways, a lot of exciting stuff.
Now, thermography, for people who might listen to this and not be too familiar with it, can you give me a just kind of an overview of what thermal imaging is all about?
Absolutely. So as we kind of alluded to, it's about temperature. Our eyes obviously can't see temperature. Well, we can actually. The example would be, imagine an electric stove that once that gets up to that glowing red element, you're able to see that. But obviously long before that, while it's still the original color black or gray, the element, it's hot and you'll burn yourself if you touch it. It's just that when it gets to a certain temperature, you're able to see it. Well, this is what's called the infrared spectrum. And what we physically see is a certain spectrum of light, and infrared is just beyond that. And so our eyes are seeing just the portion of it. So these thermal cameras are, you know, they used to be very, very large, very heavy. Back in the 80s, it was 100 pounds or so, and you were able to pull a detector. Hold on.
Well, I'm talking with Peter Hopkins.
Let me see. I had a little car mishap. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
coming across clear.
Anyways, so it used to be that the cameras were very large. Now they're very compact, and they're using technology. So they have what's called an uncooled microbolometer today versus it used to be a cooled detector where they had to use things like liquid nitrogen to make the actual camera work. So these are in compact. Some of them are size of a digital camera now, and you're able to see things that our own physical eyes cannot. And specifically, as we said, was temperature. So when, you know, what I was looking at today was refractory. And so this is a plant that manufactures gases, and they have to get them to a certain temperature. And what I'm looking at is the kiln or the brick that goes around this device to make sure that that kiln or that refractory is not damaged, which can cause a shutdown of this plant if that occurs. And so this company brings me in 4 times a year to inspect this. About tomorrow, Friday, I have electrical switchgear for a large company where we're doing testing. And electrical is, you know, they show that the amount of damage that occurs as a result of electrical fires is pretty extensive. Enough said that that the electrical code, there's an addendum to the electrical code called NFPA 70B, and 1117.5 of that stipulates that every commercial building should be having an infrared scan annually. And so those things are very important because I'm able to see things before the failure occurs, because again, that connection will show up as a hotspot, and then later it'll just get worse and worse, and the connection will eventually fail. I recently had at a very large government contractor, a building that I was doing in Southern California. I had a transformer, which was a tap failure where the main connection that goes into the transformer was bad. You couldn't physically see any of it, but with thermally, we were able to see this in the several hundreds of degrees, which was indicating resistance and a bad connection. And, you know, keep in mind, if that were to fail, that would have taken out the electrical room, would have been a fire, and would have shut down operations at this facility, you know, could be hours, days, or weeks, depending on equipment availability. So, you know, those are very important things. Those are things that we will be talking about at Thermal Imaging Conference, in addition to things from houses to horses, from energy audits to moisture surveys to commercial roofing. I don't know if you know this, but, you know, 80% of the roofing material that is at the dump is still good. And the reasons why, and I'm speaking mainly about commercial roofing, and the reason why this roofing material is in the dump is due to frustration and people just, you know, they get leaks in their building and they don't know where it's coming from. Well, you know, there's a technology today that will allow you to see where that water is and where that damage is. And so if you remember the term going green, I think that infrared is going green because we only have to remove the damaged material, not the 80% of good stuff that's in the dump.
Well, that's an excellent point, because certainly with water intrusion and the like, you don't know where it starts, and I found that to be fascinating over the years. My first encounter with thermal imaging, and I didn't know it even at the time, was the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And that's pretty much where people started to become, the average person became more aware of it, isn't it?
Yeah, trivia question for you, Ken. What year did Predator come out?
Do you remember how long ago
that was?
No, I honestly don't.
It was 1987. And so the point is that this is over 30 years ago, and, you know, hey, I don't know, maybe you're not a man if you don't remember that movie Predator. I don't want to insult any of the listeners out there, but it was one of the greatest movies, and most guys do remember that movie. You know, some guys can't remember their wedding anniversary, but they can remember that movie and the infrared because it was the neatest thing since sliced bread, you know, is that you could see things that we couldn't see. And that's really what this is all about. I believe that this technology is evolving further and further. We're going to have more and more opportunities coming up. And as the economies of scale, that is, the more demand, the more product that's made, the cheaper it gets. And that's what's happened. You know, I can think of back when I first wrote a business plan on thermal imaging in 1999. So 20 years ago, I wrote a business plan on thermal. And I remember the investment was going to be like $75,000. And, you know, I finally did make the plunge in 2005. So 6 years later, and I spent $20,000. So the idea is it was $75,000 down to $20,000. And I can tell you now, today, there's a camera on the market, you know, in the $600 range that has more power than the $20,000 camera. Now, professionally, guys aren't going to go out and do work, you know, thermography with a $600 camera. That's probably more of a maintenance camera, building inspectors, you know, things like that. You know, the camera I personally use is about $15,000. You'll find that most professional thermographers are probably going to be using, you know, in that $10,000 plus range. But, you know, for a lot of people that believe that $10,000 is a lot, It is a lot of money, but you need to first perceive this is an investment. And, you know, I often have days where $2,000 in a day is not abnormal. I do that over today and in a couple of hours. you know, I have this week a couple thousand dollars in a 3-hour job, and I have a $6,000 job on the 2 evenings, probably a total of about 6 hours of work and about 2 or 3 hours of analysis. But so there's very good opportunity to make money in this business. The main thing is you want to get down the right track. You know, there's a lot of manufacturers that that sell equipment. There's training companies that sell certification, but none of them really mentor you and teach you the business on how to take it to the next level. And that's really what United Infrared is all about, and actually why we have an annual conference. It's an opportunity to meet a lot of experts and like-minded people or people who are looking to build themselves into this business and learn some new applications. Maybe you only do electrical switchgear, but you want to know how to do roofing. And there's a reasons to come and meet other guys and see what they're doing. And, you know, and we have these applications that we offer. All of our training is available online. We do periodically offer live classes as well. And then, of course, our annual conference where you have a chance to meet the experts.
Well, people can find out more about this at thermalimagingconference.com. If they go to it, they'll find not only the overview of what's taking place, but the educational programs and the sponsors and the like. But, Peter, I just noticed that there's a caller on the line, and I wasn't expecting anybody. So let me just see if it's somebody that's got an infrared question or just had an interest in listening. So I'm putting on the caller right now at 818. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Who are you?
My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I love how you've been breaking it down. And I too am a real big movie buff. I love the movie Predator. And what I want to kind of ask is, are we forgetting about the images going so much on voice recognition? Because a lot of times, most people don't type anymore. And when you were saying a lot of key things about the cameras and the editing process and with the images, but do you think that we're got out of the point where we stop interacting with each other? Because you remember at one point when you had to take a photo, you had to take it down to the Walgreens or to your local grocery store, they would have to develop the pictures and you had to put them on your refrigerator, and you would send Granny a postcard with a picture. But now you just send a text message, and it's just a different world. How do you feel that the technology has changed the world as far as with the thermal energy imaging? Because some of the stuff that we use on a Google Maps and Google Calendars, we need the topographical maps so we can do what we do. So how do you feel about that?
Well, obviously the technology is evolving further and further, and today there's features that are available on the infrared cameras that were not available 5-10 years ago. Like, for example, GPS. Every picture I take has a GPS coordinates on it. I also have the ability to do voice overlay onto every image where I can input voice notes within that that image. So when I'm out in the field, I can say, oh, this is this particular condition. Also, there are features like text annotation. So I can program my camera today to ask me a series of questions. For example, let's say I have an electrical switchgear and I'm in the main electrical room. The camera can ask me, where are you? I'm in the main electrical room. Okay, what are you looking at? I'm looking at a panel KB1 and then circuit number 13. And so, and the advantage with a lot of this, like the text annotation features, are that it'll automatically populate reports. And so you can almost write your complete infrared report in the field, transport it to your cell phone, and deliver to a client. Let's say if you have a critical asset or an emergency survey that you're doing, we do have that ability to deliver reports immediately on site, fully technology driven.
Now, we're just doing a brief program today, so there's about 10 minutes or so left. I thought maybe it would be good for you to just touch on a couple of the sponsors and how they differ. Wohler is the principal sponsor, the platinum level. They're covering a couple of things, but if you said Wohler, the measure of technology to an average person, they wouldn't have a clue. What is Wohler? What do they do?
Well, Wohler started about 85 years ago in Germany, and their primary business was in chimney inspections. One of the mottos that United Infrared has often used is that we emphasize, is seeing the unseen, being able to, you know, get to areas that we physically can't see. And that's the example with the infrared camera that, you know, it can see things we can't see. Well, infrared isn't the only technology. There are other vision systems like ultrasound that UE Systems will be at our conference. Wohler brings vision to areas like the unseen, like chimneys, pipes, cavities. And so they started the company developing chimney cameras, and they have gone into other equipment, testing equipment that we use, for example, like moisture meters to validate conditions we find on surveys. Also things like sewer inspection cameras. Another application that United Infrared developed a training curriculum behind, and that's specifically for the market of home inspectors who can add this valuable service to their business, and we can then take the sewer camera and then put it down, you know, 100-foot line and see inside this 3 or 4 inch pipe where obstructions are, cracks, damage, things like that. So Wohler is our platinum sponsor, where this is to be, I think, the fourth year, and they've already committed for our 2020 conference. We'll have some more information about that in the coming month. But, you know, definitely we appreciate Wohler. Wohler has stepped up, and I think we've done a lot of business with them, and I think they appreciate the relationship we have as far as because we've developed the training. You know, we will launch a chimney inspection training hopefully in the next 12 months, which will further complement their product line.
Now, you've got a new group called the National Association of FHA Consultants participating. What's happening with that group?
Yeah, so one of the big groups that comes to our events are home inspectors, and they do a couple of events a year, and they felt it would be good to connect in with us this year. And it's what's called co-locate, where they're gonna co-locate their annual event with ours. And so we'll share in the exhibit hall. They'll be able to, come check out our exhibitors. It'll bring more attendees, and it'll bring a newer market. A lot of these guys are all independent business people, just like many of ours. And some of them look for that opportunity to expand their business. You know, you think about investing in the world. They tell you you invest in some medium risk, high risk, low risk, things like that. And so, you know, if you put all your eggs in one basket, if the economy changes, you can be hurt. So it's a good idea for them to come and learn a little bit about what we do and us learn about a little bit of theirs. So our attendees for Thermal Imaging Conference can go into the 203K, which is all about doing inspections basically for the government and people who are buying FHA homes, loans, HUD. So those are government-sponsored programs. And one of the big enticing things for them is the fact that our conference, with Wohler being as our platinum sponsor, Catherine Hall, who's the director of 203K, has basically received approval for sewer inspections on all their FHA loan inspections that they do. So that brought a good match for us, and that all their clients can then now come and see the products. And we'll be actually, I'll be speaking at their event on Friday the 4th in the afternoon, where I'll be talking about sewer inspections to their group.
Well, as we go into the final 5 minutes of this particular program, is there anything that you'd like to put out there for people to who might hear it over the next few days? I know they have to get the special room rate at the hotel. They have to do it by the 20th. But even after that, if somebody's last minute saying, hey, I think I'd like to go, what do you say to somebody at this point?
Well, I mean, believe it or not, we get about 15 to 20% of our registrants in the last 2 weeks. So this is kind of like that down right now. We're like 2 weeks out from the actual conference start. So there's no time like the present. We'll take walk-ups if that's what works for you. We have a great hotel rate, includes the breakfast, and we have all meals included in the conference. Believe me, your investment in it is going to help you understand before you do make that big investment. An average person is going to spend, you know, a pretty penny, you know, between a good camera and getting some good training. But the opportunity, you know, to make money in this is high, and I think it's going to only get bigger and bigger with insurance requirements calling for this. So I would encourage you to do a little research on thermography, do some research on United Infrared, and do some research on Thermal Imaging Conference, and come and join us. You know, and then you have a chance to meet the manufacturers who will be at the conference, the infrared cameras. You can see the different ones, and you can talk to others about how you can build this into your business and how it might be an opportunity for you. And, you know, whether you're a home inspector or a contractor or a maintenance personnel, I mean, we get some people with some large companies that are retiring, but they're not ready to throw in the towel. They're ready to collect their retirement check, but they're not ready to throw in the towel, and they want to keep making some money so they can sustain a life. And, you know, we get a lot of those. The guys who've been maintenance, and they just love the aspect of thermography because they met these guys every year. So, you know, come on down and register with us, and we'd love to have you. And I think you're going to enjoy our welcome reception, which is going to be a blast.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, and certainly we'll talk about that over the next few days as well as we do another one of these guys. But for right now, what number would somebody call? Like, I guess the number to talk to Maureen?
Yeah, absolutely. Maureen's in our office. She's the one she's pretty much running the show, let's just say. She makes everything happen. She's a blessing to our company. And you can reach Maureen at 888-722-6447. And if you do get a voicemail, just leave a message and she'll get back with you. You can also visit our website at thermalimagingconference.com. You can register right on the website, and we'll be able to confirm right back with you and get you on the list, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you. You're going to be flying into John Wayne Airport, Orange County, and literally the hotel is across the street, so you won't even need a rental car. They have a free shuttle pickup, and it'll be a great time.
Well, Peter Hopkins, thank you very much for calling and participating in today's program on the Thermal Imaging Conference of 2019.
Thanks so much, Ken.
Take care.
United Infrared's Thermal Imaging Conference 2019 will take place from October 3rd to the 6th in the Hilton Hotel at the John Wayne International Airport in Irvine, California. Meet thermal imaging professionals. Learn some new tricks from old dogs like Greg Stockton, Peter Hopkins, and Malcolm West. The Thermal Imaging Conference has more than 25 courses taught by experienced thermal imaging professionals. Learn about and demo new equipment. The Thermal Imaging Conference will be held at the Hilton Irvine Orange County Airport Hotel, conveniently located adjacent to John Wayne International Airport in Irvine, California, from October 3rd to October 6, 2019. The Hilton Hotel is offering a room rate of $109 per night, which includes breakfast. Reservations must be made before September 20th, 2019. Make your reservation now. Call 949-833-9999. Give the group code UII to receive the group rate. You may also go online, thermalimagingconference.com, to make reservations. This year's theme is Time to Modernize. One workshop will teach you how to modernize your marketing using video with social media distribution. Presented by another old dog, Ken English, during this workshop, you will learn how to make promotional videos, like this one, using digital images, a little text, and some background music. Maybe you'd consider using a voiceover artist like me. Actually, I'm looking for work, so let's make a deal. More later.
ThermalImagingConference.com. For more information, check it out online. This is Ken English on behalf of Peter Hopkins, wishing you a very pleasant day.